No, we're placing him in a prominent position in our minds and letting you know, Lord, you are awesome. Yeah. Above everything else, every circumstances that's going in my life, Lord, you are awesome. Yeah. And you have to replay that in your mind. This is like you can meditate on something that's going to hurt you, or meditate on how your bills ain't paid, meditate on other things. You can meditate on how good God is.
Yeah.
And you can keep playing that record over and over and over again. Amen. And this message is called Hope Changes Everything. You know, a lot of people stick on faith. But before faith, you got to have hope. Because, you know, Jesse Jackson's going to say, keep hope alive. And it's amazing that he said that. You know, I heard he was kind of ridiculed back then. Like, what you talking about running for president? Ain't nobody gonna ever be president. That's, you know. But he was one of the main people crying once, you know, one of the first black person that was president was here. And I believe his tears was tears of something that God told him in his heart, that faith has a destination. We're not just praising God just to praise him. One day you're going to meet him. You know? And but we have hope stoppers. We have things that try to block your hope. You have. I remember I was in school and this one teacher said, what do you want to be? One of the things I want to be was a counselor, which I am today. And I remember he said, he looked at me right in my face and said, you probably ain't going to never be that. I'm like, what was the purpose of that? Like, you know what I mean? Are you so in distraught? You know, but as I'm older, I recognize hurt people. Mm-hmm. So, I didn't take it personally. But now, I recognize something. That just like you have angels and people working on God's behalf to give you a message, you also have the enemy of people that's going to give you a message. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says, who report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. And so let's go to our first scripture. It says, now faith is the substance of things what?
Hope for.
The evidence of things not seen. Oh, when I get my money right, that's when it's going. No, not, that ain't when it's going to happen. Oh, when I get married. No, not when you get married. No, no. It's going to happen as soon as you have hope. And as soon as you have faith. Everything that you have hope and faith of that God gives you, you will one day kiss.
Come on.
The blueprints are already there. You know, Keisha works at Perry. And sometimes, like, Perry is a construction company that built Ballpark Village and stuff. And they tell me, as soon as the blueprint is prepared and done, they pop the bottles and celebrate. Before they even lift one brick. Because the blueprint... The blueprint is all they need to see. It's already finished. See, Jesus died for you before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
But your mind is catching up to it. And as soon as your mind catches up to the reality that you already have victory in Jesus, but I don't see it yet. Where is it at?
God.
We walk by faith and not by sight. I don't gotta see it right now to rejoice. I can rejoice right now. I can rejoice because God has given me the blueprint inside of my heart and say, Wendell, it's gonna be alright. I got you, my son. I love you. So you know it's gonna be alright. The blueprint is walking by faith. The blueprint is knowing that God did not create you without creating a plan for your life. If you're breathing, if you're moving, if you're a moving organism on this earth, and you are a man or a woman, God has a distinct plan for your life. But guess what? The enemy also has a plan. Don't be deceived. You do have an enemy. And I don't pump him up. I don't raise him on high as Jesus. But don't be ignorant that you do have one. Amen.
Amen.
Your belief system has to be filtered out with Christ. And one of the first things I used to go when I see people not moving towards their destiny, not moving towards their dreams, not moving towards what God called, I used to be like, oh, you just lazy. But no, it's deeper than that. When I see people procrastination, I've learned something. Procrastination, people that get hit with that, I call it hope killers. They have been bitten with the unbelief of loss of hope. I'm not going to those workout classes. I mean, I'm so far from that.
Oh,
I ain't going to the finances class. I'm so deep in debt. Mm-hmm. I ain't praising God. God, he's so far from love. See, you've been bit. And then some of us, we are paralyzed. It's called paralysis by analysis.
Ooh.
You look at all the things that God told you, and you try to do it all in one day.
Oh.
Oh. And you get so frustrated, God, I want to do this. I want to build you a center. I want to build church. I want to do that. And you see all this, and God says, no, I take baby steps with you.
Come on.
But if you try to eat the whole elephant one day, you're going to get frustrated. And if you're a perfectionist, and you know you got to have it right, I ain't finna step out. There ain't no foolishness. If you're a perfectionist, you don't even want to make a move to, oh, the stars align right. Either way, it'll keep you stuck.
Yeah.
And somewhere you just got to move out.
Yeah.
Come on.
Somewhere you just got to go.
You got to go.
Yeah. Even if you got fear in your heart, sometimes do it while you're afraid.
Yeah.
My first message, I was so scared. I was shaking.
Yeah.
But guess what? Over 80 people came to Jesus.
Amen.
I said, oh my God. I said, I had fear in my heart, but God still used me. So, sometimes you got to cast your nets and stop telling God, well, I did this before. It ain't work. That's real, man.
That's
I don't want to hear you no more. Luke 5:3 says, and this is Jesus telling, you know, Simon Peter about casting her nets into the sea. He got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, which is Peter's, and asked him to put out a little distance from the shore, put the nets out. And he sat down and began teaching the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon Peter, put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch of fish. Simon replied, Master, we worked hard all night to the point of exhaustion. Have you ever been somewhere, I don't even feel like doing it anymore. I just did it all and all night and I keep on busting my head. To the point of exhaustion. Have anybody ever been exhausted?
Yeah.
I've been trying this, I've been trying that, I've been trying, and I keep going right back into the money hole. I've been trying this, I've been trying that, and I just seem like I can't make no movement. Master, we worked hard all night to the point of exhaustion and caught nothing in our nets. But at your word, I will do as you say. This is it. Don't follow your emotions. Don't allow your past to dictate a yes from God. Well, my past relationship, stop talking about your past relationship when God is doing a new relationship. Well, I tried. A new thing.
Yeah.
Stop relating old stuff to new stuff.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Amen.
I'm still going somewhere, y'all. Lower the nets again. When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were at the point of breaking.
Wait, more than enough.
More than enough. Why? Because application meant hope, meant faith. And it happened. What happened? Execution on God's word.
Yes.
Some of y'all seen me just up here talking to Marie. And I asked her first, can I share this testimony? She told me I could. Because I ain't going to put nobody on Front Street. But she's been looking to get a house. She's been looking to live on her own with her and her daughter.
Yeah.
And when she told me, she's like, well, my past tenants and stuff, I don't think nobody will give me a chance anymore because of some foul stuff that happened. I ain't gonna go into detail. But I said, Kendra.
Marie.
I said, cast your net. Cast your net. I said, for one, have you asked God to open up something? I said, He can give you favor where somebody's not even checking your background. He can give you favor where the person that I said, get the butt out the way. I said, let's pray. She prayed. I said, ask her what you want. You want a house? Pray for a house. This is your daddy you talk to. You're not praying to Wendell.
Mm.
You gotta get a clear understanding. I am not God.
Mm.
He is God.
Mm.
So I told her, praying. She prayed that night. The next morning, we woke up. She had a house.
Amen.
She's living it today. I seen it on this. I'm like, man, this is, there'll be some nice for Maria. I sent her in that morning. I'm like, she was just praying about this. She executed. That means that you had to get on the phone.
Okay.
You have to make a call. Yeah. You have to ask, can I have a visit?
Yeah.
And then you have to make moves.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, I don't see you, God. Where you at? God, this is the execution of what he told you to do. Just think about something. A lot of people ain't seeing God because they're not making the moves. Why? She wasn't going to make the moves because you know what she told me? She said, it looked too good to be true. A house that low, and you ain't going to check my background or what happened or my last thing. It's too good to be true. Guess what? The gospel looked too good to be true too. Because Jesus dying and erasing all your sins away to the point where you now have righteousness in Jesus, not based on your merit, but based on what he did at the cross. It sounds kind of too good to be true. But just because it's too good to be true, you have to ask your heart, which report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. I'm praying with people. You seen Rick come in here with cancer in his blood. They said he was going to die. We prayed for him. Didn't we, Anthony? We prayed for him. He came back on a wheelchair. Then he came back with crutches. Then he came back. Lord, get in there.
You know what I mean.
When he was in the hospital, he was preaching to them. See, when you got this really in your heart, you stop acting like a victim.
Yeah.
And you start acting like a victor. He had cancer, not in his hip, not in his liver, in his blood system.
Wow.
It was all in his body.
Come on, man.
It is God.
It's true.
Finance. Body.
Yeah.
It don't matter. It's what you believe.
Yes.
Control this thing right here.
Yeah.
Don't allow anybody to take this anywhere. Because it's life and death that comes out of this thing. I'm too young. I'm too old. I'm too this. Listen. Don't allow your past. I don't care if you fail 400 times.
Yeah.
This is going to be a new thing. If God says cash in this, cash in that.
Yeah.
Because guess what? When he asks you to bring it up, you're going to need some help. Amen. Let's go to the next one. Waste not, want not. You know, I remember my grandmother, when she used to eat chicken and stuff, she ate the whole chicken. And she had the gristle. But one of the things that blew my mind that I did not know, I had looked this up in class. You can actually get nutrition from the marrow of the bone. And I used to look at my grandma and she got everything, all the nutrition that she needed from that chicken wing. And you know, and when I see saints tell me, well, I'm just waiting on God. I'm just waiting for God to make a move. I say, you know, we have a financial peace class. Are you going to come to that? Well, that's something different. I don't know. I said, you dealing with depression? We got free counseling. Are you going to come to this? Oh, well, I don't know. And I said, we got praise and worship service. Are you going to come to this? We got a workout class downstairs now. Are you going to come to that? We got so many things.
Yeah.
But some people ain't eating the bones. Some people ain't eating the meat. Some people ain't eating the gristle. Hey, you faint because you got so much on your plate. You won't fall out because you're not sucking the life out of what Christ has given you. If God has given me, don't you want the best from it? I want it all. I just don't want. When I look at some people eat their meat, I say, look at all this chicken on that thing. I said, Kish, give me that chicken. Give me that wing. I'm going to show you how to do this right. But you have to understand who we serve.
Yeah.
Jesus. Jesus was also a frugal man, which was God. John 6:11 said, Jesus took the loaves when he had multiplied, and they had more than enough, right? Check this out. He took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples took the reclining people, so also he did with the fish as much as they wanted. When they had all had enough, he said to his disciples, gather up now the fragments, the broken pieces that are left over. Some of y'all got so much leftovers. And you're saying that you're not full yet. You can't tell me you ain't full yet. And you got so much still on your plate. You can't tell. You know what? When I used to listen to a message at any of the old church I used to go to, we used to actually have to buy them. I buy that cassette tape, $10. And we get my message out for free online. And I used to listen to that message so much. Over and over again, especially if it's hitting my heart. I'm like, man, I need that word. And I listen to it at least about 10 times that week. Because study shows that when you hear a message, you're only hearing 15% of it. You only catch only 10%, 20% of this message. But as you continue to listen, why do you think we got the Bible? So we can keep reading over and over and over again. So it can become a broken record in your heart. That God gonna bless me. God gonna bless me. God already blessed me. God's already loved me. God always gonna continue to bless me. Oh, he is faithful. He is faithful. You let that record play go over and over and over. Because you have to allow it to be one with you. That's the reason why you can ask somebody, oh man, Pastor preached the fire message today, man. Oh yeah, what he talking about? And they go Scooby Doo. But it was fine. Listen, a seed does not germinate in one day with the soil.
Come on.
It takes at least 7 days for attachment to happen. I put some sod in my yard one time, and the person told me, you have to water it for 2 weeks. I said, 2 weeks? Yeah, two times a day. Why? I put it there. It's there. He said, it's not attached until 2 weeks. A word is not attached until you continually. That's why the Bible says, meditate in the word what?
Day
and night. Then guess what? And it becomes alive. Why? Because I don't care if you can preach a message or not. If it ain't one with your heart, then guess what? You ain't feeling it and the people ain't feeling it.
Come on.
I can get some college buddies that can blow your world with a word, blow your word with something, and they not even living it in their long life. You know why? Because it's not one with them. God wants you to become one with whatever he's giving you, amen? And you do that by saying, Lord, I'm going to get everything that you got for me. If you're hurting in the middle, we got Bible study coming up. If you deal with finances, every Thursday night we have a class. If you deal with working out, we got a brother that's willing to teach you all how to work out. God has supplied every need, even if it's not in this church. We refer people to marriage counseling for what we get to remember. But you know what? You have not because you ask not. That means that everything that God has is waiting for your permission.
Amen.
God has already given you it, but he's waiting for you to say, yes, I will partake in this. He cannot violate your will. Amen. Let's go. Faith over circumstances. Let me tell you something, man. Don't allow circumstances to guide your faith. Allow your faith to guide your circumstances. Like I told you last week, me, Anthony, Al went out to the prison ministry. Deep, an hour and a half away. What was that place called?
Cuba,
Missouri. We was going to a halfway house or something like that, whatever. And we get stuck in the mud. And then gravel in some deep woods, and we like, man, I ain't gonna lie, my flesh got to me. And Alan and Anthony heard the pastor get to his flesh. Because I ain't gonna try to hide my weakness, bro. I was a little, you know. And so I'm like, man, after I dig my car out this hole, we get the pot in there. We ain't supposed to be out here anyway. But then, you know, I got phone calls. The lady said, I'm so sorry you got lost and whatever. Because I was trying to call that person for a whole 30 minutes mm-hmm. and nobody would answer me. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Okay, calm down. Let's go. She showed me how to get there. We got there. Preached an awesome message, man. People came crying, hugging on us. I said, oh my God. I thank God I didn't learn my circumstance. Tell me what faith to do. Yeah. Your circumstances are stupid. You know, Paul got bit by snakes. Paul been shipwrecked. Paul been stoned to death. Paul been through all this stuff. But he didn't say, well, you know, I got stoned, so I guess I wasn't supposed to go. No, he went anyway. Your circumstances don't tell you what to do. You tell your circumstances what to do. Yeah, I got caught in this ditch, but I ain't gonna say, well, I guess God don't want me to come because I'm in this ditch. No! This ditch does not represent who God is. I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me, my inner me, to be able to hear that God got a plan, even though I'm in a ditch, even though it kind of messed my car up, even though this, guess what? God got a plan for this. And when you see the plan for a while, you say something to yourself. I'll never let circumstances dictate anything in my life. Amen. I don't care. Oh, well, I guess it rained today. God don't want us to go to church. I guess this happened. I guess God don't want us. Stop saying this, y'all.
Come on. That's good.
It's hearsay. Yeah. Don't let circumstances tell you what God is saying. Let God tell you what God is saying.
This is good.
Philippians 4:11 says, because a lot of people take this out of context. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. That means I know how to have money, I know how to be without money. Yeah. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. And then it says this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It didn't say I can do anything I want to do. No, any assignment that God has me on, I don't care if it's a nuclear missile coming towards me. I'm going to do what God has called me to do. And I'm going to have divine protection in doing it. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God strengthened in my heart that day when I got stuck in the ditch and the attitude came over me. God says, calm down. This is not who I am. It's because you got stuck in the ditch. Look, I've supplied two people to help you get out of this ditch. Let that speak to you. Some of you looking at the problem so much that you haven't even looked that God has surrounded you with solutions.
Amen.
Man, you look so hard on the mistake that you don't even see that it's people that's pushing the back of your car. You have people that's hitting the gas. You have people that's digging you out the hole. You have people that's helping you out. You got people that's praying for you. You got people that's loving on you. You got people that's saying, you can make it, you can do it. And the only thing you're focusing on, I'm in this ditch. Focus on the love that God has surrounded you on. If you want to know your destiny, look around you and see, oh, I got a bright future because God has pushed me into the right things. Amen. The next one, the hope can have a strong foundation in Christ Jesus. Amen. Having a strong foundation in Jesus is this. It's having an understanding that get the cracks out of the foundation. Well, you know, if I have more money, Pastor, then I can do this. You know, my first devotion was at a McDonald's. Me, my friend Cedric, and a lady, and my friend Matt. You know, all of them are married now. But every day, that was my devotion time. I couldn't have a church until I had that.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying, Well, when I have a better job, then I can do what God has called. You can do what God has called you to do just for one person. You want to do a children's ministry? Just reach a child and grab off with that one. The foundation is you're allowing your lips and your mind and your heart to be lied to. Instead of just stepping out on faith, you're allowing these hope killers to bring barriers. We sang that song today, how he break down barriers.
Yeah.
He break down barriers. That means he's breaking down the lies that you have placed in your own heart of why God can't use you. When he used murderers, cheaters, liars. The father of many nations was a liar. Abraham, you a liar. David, you a cheat. You put somebody in the front line. You had them killed. And then you slept with his wife. How in the world God gonna use this? You know, this is what they say. God don't use no mess. He used a lot of mess in the Bible. Yeah. You gotta chop down religiosity from what God's word says.
Yeah.
A lot of people ain't free because they're still yelling religiosity.
Yeah. Yeah.
It paralyzes you. Make you not even want to move. Okay, let's read. James 3:3 says, when we put bits into the mouth of a horse to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder whenever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body.
Yeah.
Think about this. Your word is a seed. I tell people, do you see seed or do you see forest? One negative, even if, you know, there's some people that I've encountered in life, and I know they wrong, and you caught them in their wrongness, but God tell me, be cool with them. They going through some stuff. And the Lord has showed me, if I let my words destroy them, they was going to come back and retaliate on me. Watch your words, man. You're waiting for God to create your life. You're creating your life through the life that you're living through your lips. It can be a fire or it can be a forest. That's on you. That's the reason why we say, Lord, we're going to praise you. Why? Because no matter what our circumstances say, our circumstances don't dictate who you are. We're going to praise you. We're going to let the fruit of our lips give you praise, Jesus. Because you are the only one that loved me. You are the only one that sacrificed for me. You are the only one that died for me.
Hallelujah.
So mind get right. Emotions get right. You know your emotions can be stuck on stupid.
Yes, sir.
I ain't praising nobody. I'm laying up in this bed. Don't nobody love me. Even patting the bell. Listen. Listen to the lies that we listen to, and then we repeat out of our mouth.
Oh yeah.
I need to have this type of car so I can feel important. Listen, no, you don't. That's a lie. You know, I think about it. I go to Creed Court to go paddle boating all the time, or canoeing, and I said, you know what? I'd rather have this canoe than the strongest ship that was ever on this earth, which was the Titanic. Because that one crack in that Titanic made it go down.
Amen.
And this canoe is getting me to the place I need to go. Stop trying to say, how big is this? And try to see if you got cracks in your foundation. Because I don't care how big your boat is. I don't care if you're a millionaire.
Yeah.
If you got cracks in your boat, you will not get to the other side. The cracks are the lies that you tell yourself of why you can't go. The cracks are filling up your boat. And God says, No, seal those cracks up with my truth. The truth shall set you free. The truth is, I love you, Wendell. The truth is, I ain't gonna never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes we don't step out on that hope because we're paralyzed with a lie. And we're chained up. And the Bible says to speak life. don't speak death. Death are lies that keep you tangled up, so you don't even want to go. You know what? Some people don't even want to hope anymore because they've been hurt so many times in their life. But amen, we know the healer who has set us free. And who the Son set free is free indeed. Why? Because this is a heart freedom. You're still looking. You're still looking for the documents and the papers to be free. And God has placed the documents in your heart when He said, "I died on the cross for your sins, that you don't have to walk around anymore with your head like this. You can walk like this because He made you royalty."
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the last one. Let go and let God. You know, I heard Anthony give his testimony about his car last week and how he was just talking about how he was just going to make a quick move, but he didn't make a quick move. And when he didn't make a quick move on getting that car fixed, and he just waited on God, amen, that it was three times Lord, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or my mother, when she was online and she was calling the airline for the trip. And how they was getting, how long were you on that waiting for them?
About 3 hours.
3 hours? That's a long time. 3 hours waiting. But they said, "We're sorry, ma'am. We're just gonna give it to you for free, right?" How much money was that? That was a lot of money. Well, that was a lot of money. And then I have my personal stories of how I got robbed. And I was about to... You ain't gonna push me down these steps and just swing on me and expect me to have the Spirit of the Lord is all over me. I wanted to grab his neck because you disrespected me, man. But you know what? The Spirit of God came up on my heart and says, "If you do this, this will be your last day here." Love on this person. I grabbed him. I said, "Brother, I don't want to do nothing to you. I just want to let you know, I ain't got nothing for you. You can take whatever you need to take, and I'm just going to let you go." He was screaming, yelling at me, and I let him go. And he said, "You know what? I'm not even going to do nothing to you." And he took out a weapon. He says, "I was, but I'm not. Jump the fence because my friend's waiting to beat you up and hurt you and kill you." And I seen his friends by my car. My SUV at the time, and I jumped the fence and I ran back. And I praise God all the way I ran back to Domino's. You know why? Because I've learned something, man. Salvation is inherent what God has to say to your heart.
Yeah.
The Bible says, "But those who wait upon the Lord, He shall renew their strength." A lot of people's strength is not getting renewed because God is about to make a move and you jump the gun and you do it yourself. Let me tell you something about sin, man. It's exhausting and it will take the life out of you.
Yes, it will.
It's exhausting to try to keep up with all the lies that you told. It's exhausting to try to get by. It's exhausting. But when you say, "Lord, I'm going to rest. Lord, I don't care who have the last word in this argument. Lord, I'm yielding to you. I'm putting it in your hands. I'm surrendering to what you say." That's when the takeover happens.
Yeah.
A lot of people haven't seen the takeover in your life. People live 30, 40, 50 years and haven't seen the takeover. You know why? Because, no, I'm going to do it. No. Stay in your lane and let God do what He do.
Good.
Wow. Read this, because I've had some people that challenge me on this. "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." That's a condition, ain't it?
Yeah.
The condition is wait. "They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint."
Wow.
And then even said, even young men get worried sometimes. So this is for everybody, y'all. There is something where you want to have the last word. There is something where you want to tell somebody off. There is something where you want to just let somebody know. Let God defend you on some things. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And when you truly surrender with your heart
I'm talking about for real surrendering. I ain't trying to pick this thing back up. Lord, I'm going to let you do it. What I've learned is he'll supersede and do more than you could ever do in your own strength.
Yeah.
Do you think the Bible says over and over again, not by power, nor by might. Do you actually listen to what the word is saying? Not by power, nor by might, but by his what?
Spirit.
That man that was robbing me did not let me go because I could beat him up. He let me go because love was there.
Amen.
Some of you all want your sons to be turned back. Some of y'all want your daughters returned back. Some of you are beating people up in the head and you're not releasing love. You're releasing arguments. You're releasing fear. You're releasing so many different things that's not of God. You need to start trusting God and release love this time.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Because you know what? I've learned something. Fear works quick.
Yeah,
I can do this and you can do this real quick.
Yeah.
But love takes time.
Yeah.
That's why the Bible says love is long-suffering.
Oh, yeah.
That means that if you're not long-suffering with somebody, you're not doing it right. Long-suffering. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the only person that can wake that person up. And then they go, oh my God, all this time, Jesus loved me. I've been cursing and acting like a fool. Lord, you are mine, and I am yours, and I surrender. How many times have you seen that? I've seen it in my brother Irvin's life. I've seen it in my uncle's life. I've seen it in so many people's life. And I'm a case study type of guy. I always document stuff and see. One of the primary things is somebody waiting for them. God is waiting for you. Right now. What do you mean? I'm saved. Yeah, you're saved. But it's something that you haven't surrendered to God. To say, Lord, this is in your hands. I don't even care about it no more. I'm casting my cares upon the Lord. For real. You know, that fake casting your care. I cast it on you, Lord. Let me take a peek. Let me see what he's doing. I used to do that, man. When I was a kid, we had a science project and they told us to put our seeds in. And me being the person I am, Detective Wendell, I was the only kid taking my seed out every day, seeing it. I'll sneak out the window. You see, you know, we used to have a big vest. Put the plants in here. You cut the vest bottle in halfway and they put the plants in. Yeah, I don't know about that's the Navy stuff. And I would check on it. And I'll put it back. And then I'll check it out. I'll see everybody else stuff growing. I said, Miss Brown, why my stuff ain't growing? You've been messing with it, haven't you? I said, yeah, I have. Everybody else stuff growing. Why? Because it died. Some of y'all won't die. Not physically dead. But leave it alone. And stay in the presence of the Lord. And leave it alone. Cause growth. Leave it alone. Cause growth. It'll cause somebody to give you a contract that you can't believe. And you go, oh my goodness, where'd this come from? It came from letting this seed stay on the ground and you not messing with it. I've done this in so many parts of my life.
Yeah.
When I see an egg, used to, as a kid, I break open that egg before time, and that's the only egg that the mama would kick out. I go, why? Because human hands can't be on this. Human hands can't be on what God's about to do in your life. Because at the end of the day, you have to say, look at Jesus. Look at what he did. It's a miracle because only thing I did is yield it. Only thing he did is bring the increase. As that rose is blooming and you see spring happening, don't peel that rose back because you're going to kill it. Let the development happen. Let the process happen. Oh man, I just want to spread it. That's how I used to be. No. Nowadays, I'm on a hands-off approach. Because God knows how to do this better than I do. He knows how to bring that prodigal son home better than you do.
Yeah.
Some of y'all been, this is a word for somebody. Some of y'all been stressing over family members.
Oh.
And it's been tormenting you. He says, release that person. Releasing them don't mean that you don't love them. Let me tell you something, God. If the oxygen mask falls down on the airplane, what do you do? Do you put it over somebody else's mouth or do you put it over your mouth? You put it over your mouth. Why? Because you need to breathe first. Because if you are not breathing in God's love and His joy, then you can't help nobody. It seems selfish, right? It's not. Look, I tell Keisha, I just got to get my private time with God. Because without that time, no, don't nobody want to see that. But after I get that time, and God hugs me, and He kisses my head, and He says, Wendell, it's going to be okay because I've already worked the situation out for you, then I get to leave the closet with hope. Mm-hmm. Then I get to leave that prayer room knowing that God has heard me. And guess what? When people don't feel like they need to be heard, they're going to be heard everywhere else. Mm-hmm. So when you see people, just know there's something going on with them. They need to feel validated. But that validation, God can only give. Thank you, Jesus. Let God have the final say, so God. Those that wait upon the Lord, He shall renew their strength. This is what waiting looks like. Thank you, Jesus. I'm surrendering to you. You have my child. You have my job. I know I did what's right, but it's out of my hands now. And I surrender it to you, Jesus. I thank you that you are in control. And I trust you. And I give my everything to you. That's the seed that you pray. That's the seed that Marie prayed. And when the seed comes up, because it's coming up, baby. When it comes up, only thing you're going to be is doing is thank you, Jesus. That's why the celebration is so high in this church. Because there's so many people praising God in the unseen. And now they're looking to kiss the promise that God has given them.
Amen.
And you looking at them like, all right, you ain't got to praise God that high. But see, if you knew what I've been through, and the depression I've been through, and the hurt that I've been through, and the wars that I've struggled, and the things that I've battled with, and then God brought me out of that, and I've been waiting, and I've been zipping my mouth, and I've been waiting, and I've been zipping my mouth, and He comes and delivers me.
Come on, bro.
How can I? See him.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay. He got a house.
Yeah.
when she shouldn't have a house.
Yeah.
Come on.
Rick got delivered from blood cancer when the doctor said 3 months you're out of here.
Come on, man.
But whose report are you gonna believe?
That's it.
It's as simple as it is.
That's it.
Yeah. Don't make this man complicates this thing.
Yeah.
Well, you never know, Wendy. You never know. No. Cut the doubt. Cut the strings. I'm not gonna be the devil's Pinocchio. I'm not gonna keep up the lie. Either God is or he's not. We're gonna burn up today, baby. That means that you're not dying to what God has called you to do.
Yeah.
This is like, you don't got to jump out of no plane to be excited. Faith is exciting enough to see how your business is taken, to see how you step out on faith, to see how you do the impossible.
Yeah.
You ain't got to exhilarate yourself. Mm. This faith life is exciting.
Yeah.
Yes,
this church right here. Do y'all remember when we was in that school not too long ago, and they were doing construction, tearing up the floor, and I was preaching, they had dust everywhere, ceilings falling. I said, Lord, I'm preaching this mess. I can't even see no floor, the ceilings falling. I got big old dust outside. He said, I can preach anywhere I want to preach. Don't let circumstances tell me what to do.
Yeah.
You forget what this is about?
Yeah.
This is not about decoration.
Yeah.
This is not bringing your Easter best. This is about bringing Christ's best. And my best says, I eliminate doubt. I eliminate fear. I eliminate deception. I eliminate how you think you're supposed to look.
Amen.
And I go straight for the heart.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's the reason why some people don't make a contact with God. Because he didn't say, if I believe with my mind and confess with my heart. No. If you believe with your heart and confess with your heart. It's a heart thing, God. It's a heart thing. And if you don't know it's a heart thing, then you'll always be playing catch up. The spirit is quicker than the mind. My grandfather always say, boy, the hand is quicker than the eye.
Yeah.
He is so right about that. Because there's certain moves I used to make because of my eyeballs. Now, I close my eyes and make decisions and look at what Jesus told me. Because there could be scary monsters in front of you. But if Jesus told you to keep walking, you walk right through those monsters. You'll find out that you get to the other side. Untouched! And you know what? You're going to have some scars on you, but guess what? We got a mission statement here.
Yeah.
I come to heal the brokenhearted. You know who the broken are. I come to heal the ones who've been waiting.
Yeah.
Who've been tormented. Who's been saying, I don't think God. Do you understand that David was getting chased for 13 years by Saul?
Yeah.
His own men wanted to stone David. Because when are you going to stop allowing these people to chase us?
Right.
Ain't you going to do something? He cut Saul's garment 2 times and said, dude, I could have killed you. I could have took your life, but you still want JB? Yeah. Because Saul has a demon spirit in him. But just because Saul had a demon spirit, David kept the course. And when Saul got out of here, David replaced him. But David didn't do it in his own strength. But when God got him to be king, he was king forever. So when God does something, it's going to be unremovable. If David would have killed Saul, David would have been gone the next day. But when God promotes you, let me tell you something, man. You ain't got to walk around with fear. You ain't got to walk around with bodyguards. You ain't got to walk about wondering if somebody's going to do something. Why? Because you got divine protection. The Bible says, 10,000 can fall to your left, 20,000 fall to your right, but it ain't gonna come near you. But Witch Collar got killed and he was going, are you Witch Collar? Are you my child? Stop, man, this is another thing, y'all. Stop comparing yourself with other people. You don't even know what they're believing.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. When this person did this and this, are you this person? Do you know what they've been believing in their hearts?
Yeah, that's true.
I know some people that I've had personal contact and they told me they were ready to get up out of there. And they said it with their mouth and they got up out of here. Mm-hmm. And that was a personal thing between me and that person, but I'm like, wow, if nobody else knew about this, they'll be thinking that this was, you know. So don't compare yourself to other people. Speak what God sowed in your heart.
Yeah.
Everybody got a different path.
Yeah.
Everybody have a different lane.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stay.
Let's dismiss.
Thank you, Jesus. God is faithful, man. God is so faithful. He's so real. Don't let your circumstances preach to you. You preach to your circumstances. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For dying for me.
Dying for me.
Set me free.
Set me free.
Love you, Jesus.
Because
you love me. When I didn't love myself.
I didn't love myself.
And I received you.
I received you.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
As my Lord.
My
as my King of Kings.
As my King of Kings.
Because you took my sins away.
Because you took my sins away.
And I don't have to remember them no more.
I don't have to remember them no more.
Ain't they good?
That's real good.
Look at that. That's what Jesus did for you. That's what he did for you. We don't clap our hands just out of vain repetition. It's a reason why we clap our hands. It's a reason why we worship. It's a reason why he's on the keyboard. It's a reason why you're here. Because love brought us here. There's no accident here, man. God loves you. But what's the use of being in the ocean and you're not drinking? You could die in the middle of the ocean from dehydration if you're not eating and partaking of what God wants for you. Get everything to eat. Don't leave nothing on the table. When you live your life, you want to live your life with no regrets. No, I wish I would have ate more of what you gave me, Jesus. Eat it all, y'all. That's what the problem with Peter was. He said, you're not going to wash my feet. He says, if you don't let me wash your feet, you can have nothing to do with me. Oh, wash my whole body. Listen, man. It's humbling to let Jesus serve.
Come on.
Peter had dirty feet. He ain't had the Reeboks and Nikes that you got. Open toe sandals, traveling 10 miles a day. Fungus growing. And Jesus says, take them off, Peter. That's what he's saying to you right now. Take them off. Take off the facade. Take off trying to be perfect all the time.
Wow.
It's not. I'm not. And let the washing begin. From the bottom of your toe to the top of your head, he wants to wash you with his mercy. You know how you let him wash you? Wendell, you are forgiven. And I love you. And I'm never going to bring up your sins again to hurt you.
Oh, glory to God.
I'm going to wipe the tears from your eyes. From the people who said things to you, even when you was a child, that what you couldn't do, I'm wiping it. Everybody just wipe it. Said this. Let Jesus wipe you. Because some of y'all need to be healed this morning. Let him wipe you. Let him get the dirt off of you. The mud off of you. Because you can't see straight. You got to get the mud off your eye. The plank off your eye. Wipe your lips. It's the only thing that's coming out of these lips are what's holy. These lips would never be to degrade somebody. Even myself. Wipe your heart from the heartbreaks of the past. Of relationships that pointed out every wrong thing that you've done. Wipe it. There's a wiping going on in this place. Because he wants to use you. He wants you whole. He wants you to know that he loves you. And if you confess that
Romans 10 and 9 earlier, that you received what he did and died. Guess what? You're saved. It's as simple as that. We've made it so hard, man. The only thing he wants you to do is, when he moves, you move. When he moves, you move. Responsibility is able to respond, able to have the ability to respond to his goodness. You die for me, then there's a response that's happening. Because I'm free. And I don't have to live the same anymore. And I thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you, Daddy, for not bringing judgment on me, but setting me free. Like you did Mary when they was about to stone her. Men will stone you, God. But the biggest stone he wants you to drop is the stone that you got against yourself. I'm talking to the perfectionists out there. You got a stone in your hand and you've been procrastinating, putting off things because it's not perfect. Drop the stone and go. Go. Just start with one person. Start your business with one person. Stop being bound by it. You got to be perfect. Start with God, God, with just one person. I used to pick up one mentor every day, one mentee every day when he was 9 years old. Now he's 25 years old. And I'm still talking to that one person. Your assignment starts with one. But guess what? It ends with one. Because he says, if 99, I leave the 99 to get to the what?
One.
That means the one is just as important as the 99. But if you do the equations of the world, the 99 is more important than the one. God is like no other, man. You can't compete him with the world. Even, Lord said that even when you make an attempt and you fail, God sees it. And he's going to reward you with it. Man, when you take a test and you get it wrong, you're wrong. No, God says, I don't look back. I see where the heart was going. And I honored it. That's why you have to have a relationship with him, y'all. Ain't nobody going to love you like him. Ain't nobody going to treat you like him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.